what do comic novels and medical literature have in common? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kathleen Alves, associate professor of English at Queensborough Community College, explains how these very different forms of literature came to prominence at the same time.
Feminists have rejected biologically determinist arguments fully realized in the clinical revolution of the 19th century, when medical and scientific claims of the fixity of gender and the inherent weakness of women saturated the cultural imagination of the time, including literary representations of women. Does imaginative works of fiction reinforce this patriarchal project? Would we see the germs of such thinking in the 18th century? My work seeks to answer these questions, exploring how the female body in comic works is expressed through the discursive constructs of Enlightenment medicine. But what links works of fiction and medical texts? First, both draw from previous traditional models. The novel can be traced to medieval romances, and Enlightenment medicine continued to apply Galenic and Hippocratic principles in diagnosis and treatment. Second, both forms presuppose a dialogic relationship with their audience who seek a somatic response. Readers laugh at the humor inherent in comic fiction, and patients solicit medical practitioners' opinions for the proper course of treatment. Third, both seek to shape the structural discourse in which they occupy to better define its limitations and virtues. In the early novel, authors work towards narrative process to contain generic elements for coherence and credibility. The difference of ethos and style is evident, for example, between the coarse underworld of crime narrated in the episodes of Daniel Defoe's Mallflanders and the domestic drama told through sustained epistolary narrative in Samuel Richardson's Pamela. Likewise, the physical sciences continue to develop a specialized language to systematize and to classify the human body to render its mechanisms intelligible. For instance, iatromechanists and iatrochemists depend on completely different systems to explain the body's operation. The loci of these intersections of the literary and the medical, I believe, bring different methodological approaches into confrontation with one another. Scientific discourse has centrally contributed to the construction and representations of the female body, especially in an age when scientific practice was almost exclusively male. The interface between the history of medicine and the history of women can be seen in these intersections.
That was Kathleen Alves of Queensborough Community College.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.